You are listening to Visionaries Wrestling Network, providing your perfect podcast experience.
All right, this is the MGB review of the Invitational Grand Prix Tournament of Tournaments Classic International. I don't know who came up with that name, but that's really long. From January 18th, 2020. I watched this the end of January. Mason watched this March 4th. And we're recording now, so this is going to be very interesting. I have not looked at my notes in the 5 weeks since I've watched this. So I'm hoping that you took good notes, because I am not going to be able to remember much at all. My stuff normally is things about what I saw on Twitter afterwards. Or anyway, we'll see how it goes. All right, a few tweets before this actually started. This is a gentle reminder to fans, talent, and anyone else who needs to hear it that tomorrow we will be at the Deanwood Rec Center for the first time. It is Metro accessible. Please do not show up at DC Brown looking for a wrestling show tomorrow. Tasty drinks. Yes. Because you said that. You're like, well, this is a different venue. And you asked me, like, what is it? I was like, I don't know. I've got no idea. So, yeah. Oh, we should have said, the reason we weren't at this event was we already had tickets for EWA Maryland, Rage in a Cage, and Jackson, we knew, could attend that one as well. And it was kind of, I kind of looked, could we do both? And it just didn't quite work.
Gil did.
Well, he didn't have to stay until the end, though. No. After he had his match, he could, because somebody else said that as well. Eel O'Neill made both. I was like, well, that's fine. He can leave early. If we go, I don't want to leave early just so I can get up there. So it didn't quite work. I think this one started about 3:30, and EWA Maryland doors opened at 7, but it was an hour between, so 6. And I was like, is this show really going to be 2.5 hours with intermission? I was like, I don't think so.
It was like 2:13, I think.
Well, that was with all the stuff edited out as well. Oh. And they didn't have the intermission on, did they?
No.
So we wouldn't have made it to both anyway. So that's why we weren't at this one. Due to some weather issues outside of the area causing travel problems, at Angelus Lane and at Davian will no longer be at today's show. Their respective first round matches will now be one-on-one. So at Sage Phillips versus Real Tasha Steeles, and at Logan LaRoe versus at Trisha Dora 2OT. First thing I noticed is, as soon as, because I'd actually seen a sneak peek of some pictures ahead of time, I knew Mayday had made a ton of signs. You could see the signs all on the sign where the hard cam was.
And it went like, that was him?
Yeah, that went like the whole way. I think it didn't, I'm trying to remember, I'm guessing it said the Invitational Grand Prix. So it listed out like the whole name or everything. Oh. So yeah, he had a ton of signs made up. And I was kind of, I thought he was going to hold them up and then like drop one at a time so you could see each word. But no, they had them all spread out on the front row so you could see that. All right, match one of the IGPTCI. Thank goodness they abbreviated after that. Quarterfinal. So I guess this is similar to what Fight Club Pro is. I'm not quite sure the order. I think we're actually going to release Fight Club Pro after this one. But they actually had a similar tournament as well with the quarterfinals. So this is the same deal. First quarterfinal was Sage Phillips versus Tasha Steeles. I got one thing at the start. I got Tasha kicked away Sage's hand right at the start of the match, and that's about pretty much all I'm going to be contributing to this. So go ahead, Mason. I have something for after the match, though.
So Tasha gets Sage in an arm lock, but 2 forward rolls for effortless escape, and suicide dive by Sage, and Jason says only breaks by Eel O'Neill's foot. The barricade.
Okay. So they're still referencing that. Yeah. I still think of Eel O'Neill when I think of those barricades as well. That's come up a few times. When we saw one that was damaged, we like took a picture and then tagged him in it. So yeah, I still think of that. Do you remember seeing Tasha Steeles before?
No.
We saw her one time. I can't remember. It was at Nova Pro. I think it was like one of those talent shows. And then I don't think we ever saw her again. I think she might have been at one of the... I think she's Ring of Honor now. I think I've seen her on TV.
Yeah, she's my favorite wrestler out of all of these that I haven't seen before.
Oh, okay.
She's actually the only wrestler that I haven't seen before, I think.
There's a lot, which is why for the most of this, I'm going to be going to you pretty quickly. We've talked about a lot of these people multiple times. Yeah. This is the first time we've seen Sage Phillips at... Primetime.
Yeah.
We know he's been at Flying V, and actually he said on Sage Phillips, thank you so much for having me at Primetime Pro Wrestling. I needed that energy the fans gave me after this past weekend. I'll always be thankful for what the DC area has done for my career. You'll see me again soon enough. And yeah, he was one of the regulars at Nova Pro, and I think he was one of the first autographs you got. He might have been like the third or fourth that you actually got. I know it was very early on that we saw him, and we loved his energy from that. That reminds me, actually, we got Flying V coming up in a couple of weeks' time. We need to take that poster along with us, the head of the class.
Oh, yeah.
Sage has already signed it.
Where is it?
It's upstairs, but we need to get the other members of head of the class to go sign that. I just suddenly were thinking about Sage Phillips, and I thought I'd mention that one. All right,
I didn't get to to finish the match yet.
I thought that was the finish.
No, I didn't say the finish. Oh, so Tasha wins with a roll-up.
All right, second semifinal was Logan Easton LaRoe versus Trish Adora. And one thing on this that blew my mind at the start, I was like, I was kind of half watching, and then I listened. I was like, John Kerman's the ref. I was like, oh, John Kerman's the ref. I was like, whoa, I didn't expect that at all. I don't know. I'd like to know kind of why. Like, did the ref not turn up? And they were like, hey, John, can you go ref these matches? Or I don't know. Is John injured? So he was like, well, I can at least ref or something. I don't know. I don't think they ever explained why he was ref. It was just kind of like, John Kerman's the ref. But to me, it was like, I've never seen him ref before. Yeah. He had shoes on as well, I think. That was the other thing that surprised me, because we only wrestled with bare feet.
There was a huge ram by Trish Adora, and I have the same wrestling shoes as Trish Adora.
Oh, you do? Is it a particular brand?
I think it's Adidas.
Okay, and it's like exactly the same?
Yeah.
Oh, okay. I don't remember. I don't remember what your wrestling shoes look like, but I'd be curious to take note of that now. And I'll certainly be paying attention next time. I know Trish is going to be there. We're going to release this. If people listen to this the day it comes out, the next event will be the day after. So I'm definitely going to be paying attention to Trish's footwear just to make sure.
And she gets two amigos. Logan gets the two amigos, and then Trish gets a huge one amigo. And...
Trish
wins with a Lariat Tubman.
Of course. I thought she dropped Logan and then she pinned him. So I guess that's why she... I was thinking in my head when I looked at my notes, like, did she just pick him up and literally, like, just drop him on the floor? I guess it was dropped as in took him out with the Lariat Tubman. I got one more thing I wrote down here, and I don't remember what it means. Prince of Privilege, I've got written, with question marks after it. But Privilege is spelt wrong. It's Privalidge. I'm wondering if that was a fan holding up a sign or something. I don't remember. Unfortunately, that's what happens when I have to wait 5 weeks for you to watch the event that I don't necessarily remember what my notes mean anymore. All right, third quarterfinal, Eric Royal versus Isaiah Frazier versus Mac Buckler. So this is the first one that has three people in, because the first two had two people who dropped out, which is why it was just a singles match for their matches.
So... Isaiah was thrown into a group of wrestlers cheering him on by Mac before the match started. Mm-hmm. Eric does a space jam, and Isaiah wins with the smoke.
And in case you missed it, at JoeK19, noticed there was a space jam by at Big Eric Royal, so I made sure I wrote that down as well. Eric was a face for this one. I wasn't sure what he was going to be for this one. Mm-hmm. And Mikey Banker was near the entrance, and he gave Mac a thumbs down. So I think that was part of the reason why that started happening. Oh, when they started brawling as well, Jackson was watching me with this one. He's like, ring the bell! Because they hadn't even started the match, and there was all the stuff. And as soon as he said it, ding, ding. It was like perfect timing. It was almost like they heard him, and then they started it. I was watching this again on... I need to start watching it just on my laptop rather than watching it on the Chromecast, because in the middle it cut out again. I hate it. Every 15 minutes it cuts out again, and you have to restart it. I know when you watched it, you just watched it on a laptop as well, because it doesn't cut out when you do that. I don't know what it is with Chrome, but it drives me crazy when I'm trying to watch that. Did you mention the finish? I can't remember.
I mentioned it before. It was the smoke.
Oh, I know Isaiah moved on. I got that part down. And I guess it should be a fourth quarter final then. Yep. Nick Iggy versus Ariella Nix versus Effie. I did get right at the start. Frank gets a big hug from Effie. I noticed that on the outside. And Effie needed help with his jacket being removed. John Kerman was in this match. He had no idea what was going on. And Wheels actually came and got it. I noticed that part.
Double blockbuster off the top rope. And a double fish hook smile by Nick Iggy. And then after Effie and Ariella Nix did a double like smile.
They did. They reversed the move on him. But I like that. I thought that was cool.
And a fireman's carry dropped into a dragon sleeper for the win. For Effie win.
And I got one more thing on here. They hug it out, but then she does a slam onto back of Nick Iggy and a near fall near the side of the ring. I guess that was part. I don't remember. I remember parts of this match. I certainly remember the smile thing when I look back at that part. And Nick Iggy taps to the variation of the Dragon Sleeper. At Nick Iggy on Twitter, debuted tonight at Primetime Pro Wrestling. Always looking forward to coming back because that place is special. Need to put some more smiles on everyone's faces. I like that. A clear reference to his wrestling move for people in there. I also put after this as well, and I don't remember why. I think it's probably because he's Ariel and Nix's manager. Mark Adam Haggerty had to be dragged out of the arena. I can't remember if he was upset or I can't remember what the reason was.
Nick Iggy, I think, attacked him.
Ah, okay.
I think he just punched him or something.
Nope. Jeez, I don't remember that part at all. Okay, all right, the Capitol Heights match. Billy Dixon versus...
Oh, wait, I remember what happened. I think Ariel and Nix was standing on the apron, and then Nick Iggy rammed into her, and then she fell on Mark Adam Haggerty.
Oh, so he got, like, took out?
Yeah.
So he was kind of more dazed than anything?
Yeah, yeah.
Okay, I got you. All right, Capitol Heights match. Billy Dixon versus Pretty Proper, which is Victor Benjamin and Lady Frost, versus Kings of the District, Eel O'Neil and Jordan Blade, versus Capitol Vices, which is Sin and Money. Bobby Orlando, I believe in you, Billy. Me and Bobby Jr. are with you in spirit. Do it for the tag team titles and my appendix. Hashtag rest in peace at Primetime Pro Wrestling. Billy Dixon also tweeted, avenge the fallen tonight for the Bobbies. Get titles or die trying. So Bobby Orlando was originally Billy Dixon's partner, but Bobby Orlando mentioned he had his appendix removed, so he wasn't able to wrestle at this event.
What's your appendix?
I don't know. I've never had mine removed, so I don't know. I know it's totally useless. I think some people have it removed before. It basically, if it gets infected or if it ruptures or something, it can kill you. So it can be really serious, which is why he was out for kind of a long time. But yeah, I don't think it does anything. I don't think it has a useful purpose. I think it's something that used to have a purpose, and now I don't think it does anymore. As far as I can remember, I think it's totally useless. Or am I mixing that up with wisdom teeth? I can't remember. I think you can get those pulled as well.
Or it could be
kidneys. No, they're definitely useful.
Oh, I thought you only need one of them.
But appendicitis, I know, can be really serious. So, all right, tell us about this match.
I don't like when Jason Heat kept calling Sin Jason.
That's his name.
I know, I didn't really like it. Oh. I just like Sin. I think okay. It sounds like a better name.
Jason.
Oh!
You didn't notice that. Oh. I figured you didn't realize that.
Never mind. I like that name now.
All right. That was a quick turnaround.
So Savage hangs on the X on the top. This is an X Division match.
Ah, well, it certainly looks
actually,
like it.
It was a Capitol Heights match.
It was, but it certainly looked like that. Pretty much like the War Games match looked like a game of war.
Oh, yeah.
Well, I think they reversed the name. I think for rights, you can't call it things like that, so yeah.
And Savage Gentleman is on the bar and lifts Lady Frost into a Hurricane Rana.
With his feet?
Yeah, with his feet. And moonsault onto everybody off the top rope to the floor by Lady Frost. And then Money's on the bar and he kicks Savage from under him onto everybody. And Money hangs on the bar and swings off the monkey bars. Swings off the bar like monkey bars onto everybody on the outside. And then Jordan suplexes Jason and the Eel. And then he fights on the X Division match. Wait, what?
The frame?
Yeah. Then a cage match. So he fights in an X Division match, and then 6 hours later he has to fight in a cage match, which is pretty extreme.
It is. Alright, how did this match finish then?
And Jordan and Eel O'Neil win.
Alright.
Just by climbing the ladder.
Then. Yeah, they did. And a part that you missed, though, was part of the significant thing for this one as well. At Joe K19 again, couples that work together stay together. Lady Frost, that moment you realize we put each other first, even before those tag titles. Savage Gentleman could easily have still climbed across and picked up the belts, but he dropped down, went down on one knee, and kind of kissed Lady Frost's hand, and it looked really cool. And at Savage Gentleman tweeted, it's extremely hard to be original in a sport with so many talented and creative minds, but after almost 50,000 views in 24 hours, I think at Real Lady Frost and I may have done just that. Thank you, at Primetime Pro Wrestling, hashtag pretty proper. And at Your Boy Fancy tweeted, my feed is nothing but mocking the New York Times and that clip of at Real Savage Gent and at Real Lady Frost spot from yesterday. So you could say that the weekend sparked joy.
That was on the New York Times?
No, he said his feed was nothing but people mocking the New York Times and that clip. Yeah, it was. Whenever you went on Twitter, that was all you saw. So it wasn't surprising it got forward. And everyone saw it and was like, whoa, that's really cool. I'm going to retweet this. And then it just kind of, it went viral really quickly. And it was really cool. And they did mention that Eil O'Neill was going up to EWA. And I guess the thing we should talk about at this one was, once we knew he'd won that title, because we were looking at the, before we went into EWA, we kind of knew what most of the results were from primetime. We asked him like, hey, you going to bring the title belts up so we can take a look at them? And he's like, I don't think Coach Gator trusts me. So he didn't bring those belts up, so we didn't get to see them. But like you said, we did get to see him in his cage match. And I know we already did a separate review for this one, but he actually won this. He won his match for that as well. Yeah. I can't remember what title that is. I'm struggling to remember.
It was like the Cruiserweight, I think.
Cruiserweight title. So yeah, he actually was a double champion that day. So I guess it was well worth him attending two events for this one.
Hi, my name is Mikey Baker, and you're listening to the MGB podcast, where you can get your hits from Crab Wrestling to Primetime Pro to Flying V and etc. True, true.
All right, after that match, and I'm not sure exactly where the intermission fell on this one because we didn't get to see that. We have the semifinals, so Trish Adora versus Tasha Steelz. Go ahead, Mason.
So, this was actually a very quick match, and so one thing, which I don't know what it is, but. Tasha Steelz gets on Trish Adora for the pin, and she barely kicked out, and Jason was like, she lost by a cocaine heartbeat, which I still kind of figured
you asked me what that was, and I was like, I don't know, I've not heard that phrase.
I kind of know what it means, but I kind of don't.
I'm actually thinking about it now, and I'm not sure it is this. Is it when the heart dies and then you restart it up? Now, cocaine, although it's obviously a very bad drug, it obviously has certain properties as well. And I'm wondering if it's one where I'm trying to remember because I don't watch many medical shows, but I'm wondering if that's one where you inject it straight into the heart and suddenly you're like, and then you come back to life again. So I don't know if that's what it means, like a real last minute thing, like you're almost dead, but then you brought back to life again. So I don't know if that's what that reference means.
I thought those were the electric things. Or you put the.
You can also. I know what you're talking about. The charges.
Yeah.
But you can also inject something straight into the heart as well. If that doesn't work, so I don't know if that's what it is. That might just be adrenaline injecting. I'm no doctor. I've got no idea on that at all.
Talking about that, I realized what the first few notes of Tommaso Ciampa's music is. The do do do.
The heartbeat.
Yeah.
He just realized.
It was the person dying.
Yes, that's exactly what it is.
I thought it was, I don't know what it was.
You got anything else for this match?
I got it was a double count out.
It was, yeah. They both missed the 10 count, but they didn't care. They just carried on fighting anyway. I kind of like that. I thought that was pretty unique.
So
they obviously,
neither of them got to advance?
Neither of them got to advance. That was kind of strange. I wasn't expecting that at all. And I think that automatically meant then that was going to be the final then. Because if they hadn't qualified, there was only two people left. So that meant what would have been the second semi-final was automatically the final. I'm going to guess that probably Trish and Tasha Steelz are probably going to fight again. If they were that passionate about that, they didn't even get into the ring, they just wanted to keep battling against each other, I'm sure that might be a rival we will see again. All right, next match, Jaden Newman versus Tim Donst. I didn't know Tim Donst was going to be at this one. I kind of forgot that. All right, we've talked about these people before multiple times, so go ahead.
So Jaden, he takes not two, not three, but four victory laps around the ring before he even won. Uh-huh. After he did like a couple punches or a couple kicks or something like that. And a huge suicide dive by Tim Donst. One in pin position, and then the other reverses it into a different pin position.
Mm-hmm.
And it goes on like 15 times. And Jaden, he won by tight pulling roll up.
Now, the only thing I got from this match, and I didn't write down which way round it was, I'm going to guess this Tim Donst did this. There's a fake chop, and the kind of cowers and goes, like covers up, and at that point it does a purple nurple.
Oh, yeah, that was Tim Donst.
That would seem like a Tim Donst type of thing to do. I kind of like that. I thought that was kind of cool.
Oh, I like Jaden Newman's mouth. He's very good at, like, yelling at the fans.
Talking trash.
Yeah.
I saw him down on, I think it's SUP Wrestling, I think it's called, SUP, Southern Underground Pro, I think it's called, and he was doing a lot of trash talking down there as well, and so, yeah, it was kind of, it seems to me, that's the only other place I've actually seen him, except for in this area when we've seen him, so, yeah, that seems to be kind of fits in with his character. And, yeah, then it was the IGPTCI final, so, go ahead.
There's a cool flip out of the leg headlock by Isaiah. And then Isaiah flips Effie off of him, and Isaiah and Effie trade blows. Effie kicks out of a Falcon Arrow, Effie gets on one rope and crossface and turns into a pin. And Isaiah for the second time. And then he rolls him up into like a cradle. And it's not the cradle you're thinking about. It's the cradle that I'm thinking about.
Like, how do you know what cradle I'm thinking about?
My type of wrestling, like, you're thinking of, like, an inside cradle.
Okay.
And I'm thinking of a crossface cradle.
I thought you were thinking of, like, a baby's bed or something. No, I'm not thinking of that.
I'm thinking of a crossface cradle.
Okay. All right.
Which is, like, a wrestling move that I do.
Okay. All right. Fair enough.
And, yeah, that was it.
All right, Primetime Pro Wrestling tweeted, congratulations to Effie Lives, the winner of the first annual IGPTCCI. He will main event Grapital City on May 24th and he's been crowned the inaugural Primetime Pro Wrestling 51st State Champion. He will defend this title in the main event of Butch vs. Gore on March 7th versus Faye Jackson. Oh, I think that's going to be a great match. Effie tweeted, Effie declares Washington, D.C. the 51st state and Effie unites the 51st state.
I doubt that match
is
going to be PG, though.
Probably won't be. I think you might be PG-13. I think you'll be all right. Mr. Gator. A lot of people told me at Effie Lives seemed truly surprised about being crowned the first at Primetime Pro Wrestling 51st State Champion. And that's because he was. Nobody outside of Lolo and I knew that that was the plan, and it gave us a wonderfully organic moment with someone special. Now, on Queen's Court, which is a podcast that I listen to, they used to be on Brainbuster Radio, and I'm not quite sure the network where it is right now. Effie was on there. She was interviewing Effie, and there was a quest came in for questions. So I actually asked him about that. I was like, I'm not sure if you can, but can you tell us any more details about, and then basically gave him that quote. And from what I could tell, it wasn't quite as surprising as when I first read that. I thought that basically he didn't know, even going into the final, that he was going to win. And basically, I guess he thought somebody was going to kick out, and then they didn't kick out, and then it was like, oh my gosh, I just got a 3 count. That's how I viewed it when I read that tweet. It sounded more like when he answered the question that at the start of the event, when they're talking about what's going to happen, that they said, hey, Effie, look, you're going to be the winner of this. So he didn't know, I guess, before he got there. And then when he got there, so it wasn't quite such a cool finish as I thought it was. But anyway, now I got to be honest, with this being that title, I actually was forgetting this. I was watching it. I was like, oh, that's the end of the show. Because that's the name of the event, right? Nope. They still haven't had the Primetime Pro Wrestling Championship. Yeah, so there was still the match to come. I totally forgot about this. So it was a steel cage match. O'Shea Edwards versus Bro Keller. Bro had his own fan section for this one. I noticed before there was a photograph because we went there. Like at the start, he kind of leant back with the fans and he took a photo. And he had his own fan section. They had pictures. They had everything there. So, all right, go ahead.
So before the match, Bro kicks O'Shea on the outside. And there was four, when the bell rings, there's four chair shots by Bro, and a poetry in motion by Bro in the chair, and O'Shea ran full force head first straight into the cage, and Bro is in an electric chair, and then he gets O'Shea into a face drop, and O'Shea hits Bro with a kendo stick on the top, and it breaks, and O'Shea, Bro, he does a fireman's carry to O'Shea, and Jaden interferes, then Tim Donch helps out Bro, and Bro Keller kicks out of the torture rack, and O'Shea zip ties Bro to the rope and then just steps out.
Because, of course, there's no rules to this one, so he can't be disqualified. So, yeah, he kind of got a cheap win out of it. Now, I had some of the things that you mentioned, but they're in a slightly different... So I'm going to read what I had as well. One thing I thought that was interesting was, this is the first time I've actually heard O'Shea Edwards booed. Normally, it's like, oh, Shea, even though he's a heel, he's still very popular there. And he was actually booed when he brought out the trash can. So that was kind of surprising. He didn't care, of course.
It is Bro Keller.
I understand that, but even so, they've had other matches, and people have still been like, oh, Shea. Like, I understand it's face versus heel, but I thought it was kind of surprising. Drop kick before he even gets into the ring, so yeah, Bro was all up for this one. He had that hard edge to him, and you can see he wanted to win. After the face buster, I thought Bro should have just climbed out of the cage, because that would have been a win as well. He could have easily done that, but he wanted to kind of torture O'Shea to pay him back for all the other things. So that was a bit of a mistake there. Powerbomb from the top rope, I put holy bleep for that one. The kendo stick, I got, this was where I got my mention, a kendo stick to the dingo, and then I was like, get out of the cage, when he got the chance, and he didn't do that either, and like you said, Jaden came out, Tim Donce came out, and that fits in perfectly with what happened in the previous matches as well, because Jaden Newman interfered in one of the other ones, Tim Donce came out, so I thought that was a good continuity that related to that story.
One thing that Bro could have done, well, at the very first few seconds of the match, O'Shea, he was looking back to, like, the fans. Bro was right next to the door. He could have easily just slipped out before O'Shea would even look.
It could have been. All right, and that concluded the show. And like I say, we went out this one, so we can't talk about intermission or what we did afterwards. There are some more events that have been announced since we last reviewed Primetime Pro. Tickets are on sale for At Sean Ross Sapp Serve Tall on April 2 in Tampa. So that's the WrestleMania event. And also, this is an hour ago, just before we recorded. This is a gentle reminder that hashtag Butch vs. Gore is our first night show. Doors open at 6:30 p.m. at DC Brow. So normally when we've been DC Brow, it's been like 3:30, and I think it's been on a Sunday as well. So I think this one's on a Saturday, and it's at 6:30. So yeah, totally different time. I'm kind of surprised. I would have thought a brewery's biggest time would have been Saturday evening.
Yeah.
So I don't know.
I mean, you still could go to the brewery.
You can still go to the brewery, but obviously there's going to be less. Actually, I guess that's where I guess it's in the back, so probably the people don't actually go that far back. So yeah, perhaps they're hoping also with it starting at 6:30. I assume it's going to be finished by 9:30.
Yeah.
That people will then go, oh, now we can go to the brewery and get a drink as well. So I'm wondering if that's what the reason for the change in time is, but I think that probably works pretty good.
Beer is absolutely disgusting. I had malt beer. And I hated it.
We were at an Egyptian restaurant, and they had, it was like a malt beer. It was called an Egyptian root beer. And we were like, oh, I guess I should try that. And you did, and it was a malt beer, and it was basically beer. It was non-alcoholic, I will say that.
Yeah.
But yeah, you did not like the taste at all. But at least you know you don't like it. A couple more things about the event on Saturday. We have received a ton of inquiries asked if Pride flags, fans, and other accessories will be allowed at BVG. They aren't only allowed, they're encouraged. This event will be live streamed at Indie Wrestling, and we want the world to see PTPW family in their colour. This is actually the first event. That might be the other reason for the switch in time as well. It's actually going to be live on Indie Wrestling. It's the first time that Primetime Pro Wrestling has had that. Although, actually, that not necessarily doesn't mean the time switch. I actually watched a match from, I always forget the organisation, it was one of those in Chicago. I think it was Black Label Pro. They had their event on Saturday. It was like 3:00 in the afternoon. So I guess that's nothing to do with it at all. So
was it their time or our time?
It was Chicago time. So it was our time. So Chicago time would have been like 2:00 start, probably. 2:00 central. All right. Anything else to add to this one?
Nope.
All right. We're done. If you're there on Saturday, I guess we'll see you there. I think we're third row tickets, right?
Yeah.
Yep. All right.
It's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from me.
And it's goodbye from them.
Goodbye.
Music was Zigzag by Kevin MacLeod at incompetech.com. Licensed under Creative Commons by Attribution 3.0. https://creativecommons.org/licenses/by/3.0/.